With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The White House says 74 more U.S. citizens have left the Gaza Strip as the nearly four-week-old Israel-Hamas war rages on. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The National Security Council's John Kirby said those who evacuated were dual citizens.
As the president said, so far 74 U.S. citizens and family members arrived on the Egyptian side.
Kirby said the administration hopes that additional U.S. citizens will be able to leave Gaza in the coming hours and days, and the pace of Americans who want to leave will now move at an accelerated pace. Greg Clugston, The White House.
President Biden has also called for brief pauses in airstrikes by Israel against Hamas so that innocent civilians aren't harmed. Funding Israel in its battle against Hamas is a subject of much debate on Capitol Hill. The GOP-led House has a bill sending aid to Israel but cutting IRS funding and postponing funding for Ukraine. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the House GOP's idea for funding Israel is stunningly unserious.
The Senate will not be considering this deeply flawed proposal from the House GOP. And instead, we will work together on our own bipartisan emergency aid package that includes aid to Israel, Ukraine, competition with the Chinese government, and humanitarian aid for Gaza, so much needed.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says the House will pass a bill to get Israel emergency aid.
Israel doesn't need a ceasefire. It needs its allies to cease with the politics and deliver support now. And that's what we're doing. House Republicans plan to do that. We're going to do it in short order, and it provides Israel the aid it needs to defend itself, free its hostages, and eradicate Hamas.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 564 points. The Nasdaq rose 232. This is SRN News. The Merchant Marine Academy embraces transgenderism.
Under a new policy, midshipmen who are scheduled to have a sex change operation can seek exemption from their military service requirement. Academy officials say they're just complying with President Biden's order that all military services avoid discrimination against transgender recruits. Some members of Congress are concerned, though. Republican Jim Banks of Indiana says he has some questions about the new Merchant Marine policy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Virginia's Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin has issued an executive order aimed at combating anti-Semitism and other forms of anti-religious hatred amid the ongoing Israel-Hamas war. The governor's directive instructs law enforcement to share and coordinate on potential anti-Semitic acts through a situation room. It also asks Virginia's higher education institutions to submit updated comprehensive safety plans. Youngkin said protecting Jewish community centers is paramount. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street was higher, adding to its rally from the day before on hopes the Federal Reserve may finally be done with its market-rattling hikes to interest rates. Stocks around the world leaped after the Federal Reserve late Wednesday hinted that a recent jump in Treasury yields may be acting like a rate hike substitute. The 10-year yield fell further, releasing pressure that had built up on Wall Street. Reports on the U.S. economy also offered hope for momentum pulling down on inflation. The Dow up 564 points, closing at 33,839. The Nasdaq gained 232 points to 13,294. The S&P 500 added 79 points to 4317. New York oil rose $2.02 to $82.46 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.